Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting fifth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jeffrey Hammonds. Batting seventh. The DH, Pete Incaviglia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott Erickson. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Nomar Garciaparra. Batting second. The second baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Bragg. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Aaron Seeley. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seeley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Palmeiro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-2. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Hatteberg and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ripken for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garciaparra hits a line drive beyond second. Alomar can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin hits a fly ball into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Garciaparra moves to second. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hammonds hits a pop-up towards short. Garciaparra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Incaviglia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hoyles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nehring for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. O'Leary hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. O'Leary reaches second base with a double. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cordero hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Valentin, and into shallow right field. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Hatteberg and he is out, Nehring applying the tag. Two outs. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Hatteberg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alomar out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia Parra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia Parra strikes out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Palmeiro moves to second. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Palmeiro moves to third. Two outs. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Hammonds hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4. With the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 0-for-1 in the game. Nehring hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Nehring reaches second base with a double. Jefferson moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Leary hits a fly ball into right field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jefferson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cordero is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordero hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bragg is 0-for-1 in the game. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Incaviglia is 0-for-1 in the game. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garciaparra hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Erickson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Erickson. Garciaparra moves to second. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Garciaparra moves to third. 1 out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Alomar fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Garciaparra scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nehring is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cordero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Arthur Rhodes now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hatteberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 0-for-2 in the game. Bragg hits a fly ball towards left. Surhoff catches it and throws to second to double up Cordero. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of O'Leary who is chasing the ball. Surhoff reaches third base with a triple. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hammonds is 0-for-2 in the game. Hammonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Surhoff scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Incaviglia is 0-for-2 in the game. Incaviglia hits a fly ball into center field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball four. Hammonds moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball four. Hammonds moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Chris Hammond now pitching. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Cordero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Garciaparra strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Rhodes, and towards Bordick, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Hammonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro strikes out. One out. Jim Corsi now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ripken is 0 for 3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bragg. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Ripken tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Jeffrey Hammonds is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hammonds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hammonds takes first base on ball 4. Pete Incaviglia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Incaviglia is 0 for 3 in the game. Incaviglia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Mike Stanley pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Nehring is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Nehring moves to second. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cordero hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hatteberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hatteberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Anderson moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.